the stress of Wichita nurses feeling 10 months into the pandemic. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, the story behind a breathtaking church that towers over the plains of western Kansas.
They wanted it to be a beautiful house of God. And lastly, a house that would last.
But first, back in July, we spoke with Lynn Hutchinson, a nurse working the COVID-19 intensive care unit at St. Francis Hospital in Wichita. We were in the middle of our first big coronavirus surge.
I remember saying, I wish I could get on my roof and yell, say, wear your mask. Well, I apparently didn't yell loud enough.
We recently checked back in with Hutchinson to hear what the situation is like now, 10 months into the pandemic, and to talk about the strain he and other healthcare workers are feeling.
God, I'm trying to think of the word how to say this. It's just, it's sad, it's frustrating, it's more than I ever imagined. You know, the last time we talked, I didn't think it would, that it could get any worse, and it's bad. The amount of people on ventilators now, they just seem sicker. Now, you know, Ascension Via Christi, we have now two ICU COVID units. Each of them have 20 beds, and they are full all the time. I was thinking the other day, you know, I don't know how much more my soul can take, because it's just so, I get so sad and frustrated, and the amount of deaths that we've had, and then having to, you know, we try everything, and then we have to say, well, we're going to have to put you on the ventilator, and knowing that they may not come off. Then when you have a death, you know, you just have to, you think about it for a little bit, and then you're like, okay, I gotta go on. I've got to go treat this other one. And because there's other patients now, unfortunately, waiting for this bed. I come home, and I'm just so exhausted. And, you know, I'm lucky I do get to go home. I find myself the last month or so, I don't hardly watch any news or TV because it frustrates me. I will say what helps me is that during all this, we got a dog, a miniature schnauzer. Name is Penny. So that's been a nice relief, something to keep your mind off. You know, when you have a bad day, they always say an animal doesn't care. They're just happy to see you. I feel like God, and I'm not a religious man, I mean, but God put me in, become a nurse, and I'm here for this reason, and I'm glad I could help be a part of this.
That was Lynn Hutchinson, a nurse at Ascension Via Christi. If you've driven on I-70 in western Kansas, you may have seen two church towers in the distance, about 10 miles east of Hayes in the tiny town of Victoria. If you haven't been curious enough to stop, you should. For this month's Hidden Kansas, KMUW's Lou Ann Stevens tells us why it's worth the detour.
The bells of the Basilica of St. Fidelis, more commonly known as the Cathedral of the Plains, ring daily at 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m., the Angelus bells, calling the community to prayer. The church has been the spiritual nexus of the tiny town of Victoria since it was settled in the 1870s by Volga German immigrants. Since that time, the predominantly Catholic community has gone through four church buildings, from a lean-to off the side of somebody's house to this final, magnificent, soaring installment, which was finished in 1911. It's no wonder that the Cathedral of the Plains, a nickname given to the church by William Jennings Bryan, receives more than 16,000 visitors a year. The two towers outside the Romanesque church reach 140 feet in the sky, with a 13-foot diameter rose window in the center. Inside, the arched ceiling is supported by granite columns, 48 stained glass windows line the walls, 4 carved altarpieces draw the eye to the sanctuary. Everywhere you look, there is light and color and art. St. Fidelis took 4 years to build.
They decided that each parishioner who was at least 12 years old would donate 6 wagon loads, those were grain wagons, of stone, and that they would be assessed $45, which was a lot of money back then, per communicant.
That's Ivan Werner, a parishioner of St. Fidelis since 1970, and my tour guide for the day.
You have to remember, there weren't any machines to use at that time. All this work was done by human labor, and they had a couple horses, and that's all they used.
The area's Catholic population has dwindled over the years, but the church still saw about 600 parishioners for Sunday services before the pandemic. That number grows to a standing room only crowd, more than 1,000 people, when there are special services and concerts. The building's high ceiling and stonework make it a perfect place for choir and organ performances. St. Fidelis does for the ears what it does for the eyes. It creates a bigger-than-life experience. But for all of the art and the beauty and the music, Ivan Werner says that the original intentions for the church still stand.
First of all, they wanted it to be a beautiful house of God. Secondly, a house which would hold their entire congregation. And lastly, a house that would last.
The Cathedral of the Plains is open to the public daily. To see photos from Lou's tour, go to KMUW.org. And one last thing. If you thought the debate over whether or not to wear a face mask was heated, better prepare yourself for the upcoming squabble about getting vaccinated. The first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine will roll out this month in Kansas. And there is hope that this might be the beginning of the end for the pandemic. That, of course, assumes people will get vaccinated in large numbers, a major assumption when health officials couldn't even convince folks to wear masks for a few hours when out in public. The vaccine, unfortunately, may not be the cure-all we hope for. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.